It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
My radio listeners, this is Dr. Ty Dixon. Welcome to the broadcast once again. We're going into a very exciting series, and it is called True Power and Authority. Look at yourself and say it's time to learn about true power and authority. And don't you miss it. Grab your pen, grab your papers. Your life will never be the same. Let's go right into the message. We're talking about the teachings of Jesus. Bless those who curse you. We have people right now that's wandering all over the body of Christ. When I say wandering, they're hopping from one place to another, and they just don't know which way they want to go in God. We have people hurting and wounded and just not walking in their level of authority that God wants it to be demonstrated, because they didn't listen to this scripture, because they didn't grasp this particular scripture, because they didn't hide this scripture, because they didn't ask God to give them strength, the ability, the empowerment, fill me with the Holy Ghost so I can walk in Luke 6:27. Love my enemies and do good to those who hate me. Some people right now, they think they're really powerhouses in God, but in the word, they're in elementary school because they don't have the ability to do good to those who hate them. But God is sending a word to all of us today. Grab a hold of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Seek the face of God until you get and do it with the power. When you walk in the presence of someone that you know hates you, you can still do good for them. Put your hands together. God is good. Let's look at Luke 6:28. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. Oh, my Lord, you know how we go. Sometimes somebody curse us or mistreat us. Then we want God to grab something from heaven and knock them off this earth. True power and authority. True power and authority. You will what? Pray for those who mistreat you. So I'm speaking to some people's lives right now. I'm speaking to you. This is your way out. This is your way of escape. Don't miss it right now. Tune in. This is your word. Your word from the Lord is, if you're hurting, if you're going through something, if you are bound up, if you're angry, frustrated, your heart is still hurting, if you would take a moment out, or maybe a whole lot of moments, and pray for your enemies, my Lord, listen to me now. If you would call that person's name out in prayer, and pray an honest prayer, and pray that God would deal with their hearts and give them the mind and the heart of Christ. Pray that God will move in their lives and save them to the uttermost. Pray that God will have mercy on their souls. God said he's going to free you right here, right now. Pray for your enemies and do good. Oh, my Lord, I can hear somebody out here, the chains breaking now. I hear somebody getting free. You're calling somebody's name out. Oh, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Bless those, Luke 6:28. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. Oh, prayers are rocking all over this land for those that hurt somebody else. Oh, somebody's going to get saved. Somebody's going to get delivered. Somebody's going to have a transformation in their lives. Why? Because the believers are praying for you. My Lord. We're talking about true power and authority. We're talking about walking in that power and that authority. We're talking about walking in the power and authority that Jesus has granted unto us as demonstrated by him. We're talking about following in the footsteps of Jesus. Don't miss this series. God is moving for you right now. Let's go right into the scriptures. Let's go into Luke 12. 23:34. As we said before, power is great or marked ability to do or act. Strength, might, and force. And we also learn that power is the possession of control or command over others. Authority. We know that authority means the power to determine, or otherwise settle issues or disputes. The right to control and command or determine. Authority is also power or the right that is delegated to you or given. You can have authority over things. It's been delegated to you. Somebody need to help me. But we're talking about the true power, the true authority that Jesus is telling us to walk in. As we look into the scriptures, Luke 23:34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Can somebody say that with me? Father, forgive them. Let's say that one more time. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Do you realize that when people come against you, when people want to destroy your life, when people criticize you and throw rocks at you and take things from you and just want to see you down and out and trying to break your will and break your spirit, do you realize that they don't know what they're doing? Do you realize that they are being influenced by a greater force, and that force is from the pits of hell and it's called the devils from Satan? Do you realize they really don't know that their eyes are blind and they cannot see? Oh, do you realize that they do not know what they're doing? I need somebody to know what's going on in the heavens when people come against you as a child of God. God watches over you and he sees and he knows everything. That evil, that thing that came to you, that was meant for your evil, that was meant to break you, that was meant to destroy your life, I want you to know that God has promised you he will what? Turn it around for your good. I need somebody just turn around right now. Oh my Lord. Look at somebody and say, it's turning around for me, for my good. So Jesus said what? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots at the crucifixion, on the cross, suffering in pain and anguish, shame and despair, body racking with pain. Oh, my Lord. He said, what? Father, forgive them. After he had been mocked, scorned, betrayed, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. They're thinking they're killing me, but they're building me up. My Lord Jesus. They think that when they put me on the cross, they were destroying me, but they were fulfilling the mighty plan of salvation. They don't know I'm coming back again. They don't know that on the third day that I'm going to rise up. Father, forgive them. A word to the believers. Father, forgive my enemies, because they don't know what they are doing. And Almighty God, that can take what was meant to destroy you, that was meant to cause you to stumble and fall on your face, he'll take it, use it as a tool to build you up and put you in a high place, solid ground, land you where you need to be. If you could just learn to pray, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Let's go right into another demonstration, because I heard somebody say, that's what Jesus did. I'm not Jesus. Oh, my Lord. You are a believer. You are a child of God. And you, if you would yield your vessel unto the Lord, will have power. Let's look at it. Let's go into the scripture. Stephen, we're talking about an earthly vessel. Since you're not Jesus, we got to show you where somebody other than Jesus did the same thing. Stephen was being stoned by his enemies. And he followed the pattern that Jesus laid out. Why don't you turn real quick? for those that are not Jesus. Come on, turn real quick, oh my Lord, to Acts 7 and 60. That's 6-0. And when you get a chance, read the whole chapter of Acts. But this is talking about Stephen, and it says, and he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Oh, my Lord. Oh, you can say it. You can do it. You have power. That chapter also tells us that Stephen was filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. That's why you need the power of God. You need a relationship with God. You need to come to know him in a greater way. You can say it also. Stephen said, what? What? Lord, do not hold this sin against them. In other words, forgive them for what they are doing. These people were stoning him. These people were trying to hurt him. Trying to move. Oh, have you ever been stoned in the spirit? But he had the power to say, what? Forgive him. If you continue in that scripture, and we're not going to go there, it says he looked up and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Oh, my Lord. See, you got to keep your eyes on where you're going. His eyes looked up. The heavens opened up to him, and he saw where he was going. See, when you want to fight on this earth, it's because you don't know where you're going. When you know where you're going, you know it's not worth the fight. It's not worth the fight. It's not worth a flesh and blood fight. Some people don't even deserve to be answered. Oh, somebody need to help me. Just pray for your enemies, okay? Just pray for your enemies. Pray. Let's go to another scripture. Romans 12 and 14. We're still talking about true power and authority as demonstrated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he wants us to walk into it. Is everybody still with me? Grab your pen. Grab your paper. Make sure you have something to write on so you can grab this word and you can go back through it and you can rehearse it over and over and over. Don't you miss a part of this series. Romans 12 and 14. It clearly says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. My God, we can stop there and preach another 30 minutes, but I don't have 30 minutes to go into it. Bless those who persecute you. I don't know how many people that you see from day to day that are angry and bitter and upset because somebody persecuted you, somebody talked about you, somebody criticized you, and you're still somewhere holding on to that wound, trying to prove to people that you are better than what they think you are. And you have more than what they said you had. Trying to prove, trying to work your way out of it. But the Bible says the way you come out of that is you bless those who persecute you. You don't have to prove nothing to them. Just bless them. Just pray for them. And just do the right thing towards them. And do not curse. Oh, my Lord, we could stop right there. Romans, let's go to another Romans 12 and 20. Are you still with me? And it says, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, woo, boys, put your hands in the air and say, Lord, forgive me right now. Or we can all stand some more of this refining word, can't we? If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Oh, Lord, Jesus told us what? To feed the hungry. And sometimes we get caught up in our flesh. Look at somebody say, it's just caught up in your flesh. And we want to decide who to feed and who not to feed and who deserves and who this and who that. And if they had a job, they wouldn't be out there begging and all this other craziness we come up with.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.